Tom Fortino, founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group. Tom, did you ever go see the Blue Man Group on stage?
You know, I did see them. It might have been 10 years ago. You know, you lose track of time, but they've been around for a while. It's kind of sad.
It is. This isn't the closing of Marshall Field, but it is a passage of time. It was here for almost 30 years.
Yeah. Wow.
I think if they had, well, they said in November they were going to close. But so I guess you had a chance to go see them in November and December before they did their last show. But you just think that if they had said something like, "Hey, everybody, if more people don't come, we're gonna shut her down," if that would have helped. You know, it's like somebody, what was it, Lisa Denner, somebody said the other day, you can't lament a business closing if you haven't patronized the business lately. How many people, when a restaurant says we're shutting it down, then they have their best month? And it's like if you care for a business, you need to support that business. It's not charity, but think about that if there's some institution you really appreciate.
Yeah, there's a lesson here. Maybe they'll be back.
Maybe as a touring show. Let's talk a little bit about the sort of business you're more equipped to talk about. Let's just talk about the markets and the economy right now. What's jumping out at you today? I know we've got a jobs report coming up, and everybody's going to wonder what the Fed's going to do this year. But what are you thinking about today, Tom?
Well, I mean, we saw the market, if we're just looking at today, you know, we just saw it flip on a dime. When the JOLTS report came out, there was the ISM non-manufacturing that came out. So there were some numbers there that, I mean, as soon as they came out, we saw a positive market turn to a negative market. And so I think there's just this underlying concern. You know, the 10-year at 4.68, almost 4.7. There was a bond auction today. So there's just this concern about, is the Fed going to reduce rates? Is inflation going to stick? And so it's kind of hanging around, and it's like, I don't know. It's making it a little tougher for this market to continue its upward move.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wonder how much we should expect from the market right now anyway. You know, if it's running into some headwinds or some uncertainty, it's had such a good run, something was eventually going to slow it down.
Yeah, it's the old adage. It's nothing, you know, climbs straight to the sky. That only happens in a fairy tale. And so there's going to be these ways where it goes, you know, sideways for a while, and then, you know, then it will continue, whether you're looking at certain individual stocks or the overall stock market. So I still am pretty positive on the market. I don't think this portends the end. And, you know, we can, if you just look back at last year, you know, it's interesting, you know, okay, so we were going to have 6 rate cuts. We had 3. We had an inverted yield curve over the past few years. Not now, but we're going to have a recession. Never happened. The bond market's going to rally. That hasn't happened. The market was going to correct. I don't know how many different times when there was a little volatility. That didn't happen. So hopefully there's some takeaways here where we just, you know, we stick with our, if we have a strategy, we stick with it. We don't let these things, you know, it can drive you crazy.
Yeah,
you can't let one day dictate what you're going to do as far as your plan.
That notwithstanding, some people think it's been good enough in the last 2 years, and it's been sensational in the last 2 years, that this would be a time to put some money somewhere. But I think the question is where. If people are in retirement and want to just take some profit, what do you think they should be doing with it, Tom?
Well, if you're going to, now we're talking about separate from, I guess if you're saying separate from the market, if you're saying, look, I want to take a little volatility off, or I'm going to still stick with growth, you know, there's still opportunities, you know, on the fixed side. If you want to just have, you know, fixed investments, we're talking right now, the 10-year at 4.7%. You're going to get 4.7% for 10 years. And if the market does, if the bonds do rally a little bit and we do see interest rates come down a little bit, you're going to have some potential appreciation on those bonds as well if you choose to. And you can do a lot of this through the ETFs. The exchange-traded funds allow for some of this. There's opportunities there. There's other types of interest-bearing strategies if you're just trying to get yield. And so I think there's some opportunities for that if you want to try to get some protection as opposed to the growth with some of the risks that you would have with that.
I don't know what it was all about, but in the last couple of weeks, we've had Terry Savage on, the financial columnist, and people are saying, I've got $10,000, I've got $100,000, I've got $1 million. What should I do with it? And Terry said, well, don't do anything with it all at once. If you are going to buy bonds or CDs or even go back into the market, she said, do it over a six-month period. I don't know. What's your thought about that in general?
You know, there's a number of schools of thought there where some have showed, studies have showed, you know, whether you get in the market at certain times, because what Terry's referring to, of course, is not trying to time it and doing it over time. It comes back to the old dollar cost averaging. I don't think that's a bad idea. I think it's helpful in the sense, too, that you're doing it a little more slowly. You can be a little more methodical about your approach there, and maybe you'll pull back or you'll wait. So I don't think there's ever a bad a piece of advice to do that. I think there's some benefits on the upside for a number of reasons to do it that way.
Tom Gimbel was on with us earlier. Now, he's a hiring expert. He's not a market manager, but he likes the first 6 months of the year just because of maybe tax policies and no tariffs will be in place yet. He's less bullish about the second half of 2025. Do you think about it in those terms?
Well, I mean, if you can talk in those terms, but then how does that relate to the investor and what are they trying to accomplish? Because you can't really look at just for the traders out there, maybe that's a different situation. If you're trading stocks or you're looking at the market and you're going to, you know, do certain things, being in and out, that's one thing. But for those of you that are committed and invested for the long term, I don't want to say it's meaningless, but it's not going to be that impactful to you.
Right. What are you going to do with that information? Nothing right now.
For the moment, again, unless you're really active in the market, not really. I don't think should change your plans in this market.
Tom, one last thing. For clients of yours or potential clients of yours, aren't there still opportunities to do things for tax purposes in 2024?
Well, you have until April. I mean, obviously we're in the new year. There's some things that have changed. Number one, you have until April 14th or 15th, really. You don't want to wait to do either a Roth or a traditional IRA contributions for 2024. So think about that. You still have time. The other thing I would say is, because we're in 2025, there's the supersize your 401k. Anyone between the age of 60 and 63 can now put additional funds. This was new, started this year. You can put an additional $4,250. So up to $34,750 you can put in your 401ks. It's called the supersize addition. I guess that's kind of like a McDonald's meal.
Right.
You can supersize your 401k. So those are some opportunities to take advantage this year. And then other things that we could see down the pike, the Social Security Fairness Act and some other things that have changed for this year. Important to understand these things.
Tom will talk about that Sunday when he does the Alpha Wealth Hour here on WGN Radio. Sunday at 7, you can reach him directly, too, at the Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino, founder and principal. Stay well, Tom. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Thank you, John. You take care. Happy New Year.
Well done.